We're trying to assess what actual blame belongs at the feet of Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So that leads me to say it's clear that I think right now, when we're talking simple mistakes, you coach it or allow it. When we start talking about the offense still doesn't look like anything to what it was or what it was promised to be. So it's clear that right now I need Kevin to clean up his side of the street for the Browns to start winning.
For sure.
For you, you've said you've got one question remaining.
Well, I do think he's more the problem than the solution. I think we can both agree on that. We both have agreed on that. But I do wonder if we asked him to solve an unsolvable puzzle.
Okay, which part?
Well, I just feel like if we dial this back completely, would Deshaun Watson think to himself at the end of this year, if only I had been gone, if only I had chosen the Falcons and not the Browns, if only I had chosen the Saints and not the Browns? And I don't think he's going to get to that conclusion.
Why?
I think he's going to put it on himself. I think he realizes where he's at. And I don't know. I think it's almost a little unfair at times, even though I'm not defending Kevin. It'll sound like I'm defending him. I think it's a little unfair that we put so much on Stefanski when I don't think anybody was going to coach Deshaun Watson to success this year.
Did we put Kevin Stefanski as the play caller?
No, Stefanski did that to himself.
Hold on.
What did you expect him to do in that scenario?
Hire somebody who could actually...
That's the one thing he thinks he's great at.
Well, no. But so my point is, if you think to yourself... Because remember, he's great at calling his offense. That's not what this year was supposed to be. And somehow we're stuck in this middle, this no man's land, where it's not the Kubiak offense and it's not the Deshaun
offense.
Okay,
is the problem that Stefanski never adjusted to what Deshaun does well?
No, I think he's not comfortable with it. And yes, the problem is he's never adjusted.
So the arranged marriage was a bad arranged marriage.
Well, okay, but that's an important point to make. But so we were talking earlier about Andy Reid versus Kevin Stefanski. And I said two more wins. And the reason being is I've seen Andy Reid over 25 years adapt to win. In games, and with each specific team, you have to adapt in some way. I have never seen Kevin. If you conform to Kevin's system, you are good, you are golden, I'm going to make you look as good as you have in an age, right? If you do not fit within that, I don't think Kevin knows what to do with it. And I think it's so easy to win when you're allowed to be in your comfort zone. Right? It's so easy. When I can do things the way Nick Wilson wants to do it 99% of the time, guys, I'm the best human in the world. I'm the greatest father. I'm the greatest lover.
Right, but there's other factors
I'm
that obviously
greatest,
come in.
I'm the greatest
dad.
Keep
telling me what you're great at. Go ahead.
I'm great at all the things.
How far does the list go?
When everything lines up to work for me, where I'm at,
great
where
TikTok
I'm comfortable,
influencer.
Nick Tok is taking TikTok. Over, and Nick Wilson says. But but that's not, but like sometimes to win, you have to step outside your comfort zone. Which,
I've hammered Stefanski for that. I've hammered him for the idea that he's not taken any input, it seems like, from anybody else but Stefanski. I think he's the most controlling head coach that nobody thinks is controlling.
Yeah.
We've gone over that a million times.
Okay.
And he deserves some of the blame for that, for sure. But at the end of the day, if I think this might be an unsolvable puzzle, then how am I going to sit here and say it was always Stefanski and Stefanski's the reason why? Like, the whole idea behind this is that it's more than just a Deshaun Watson problem, but now I feel like we've shifted it to all just being a Kevin Stefanski problem, and I don't think that's true either.
No, Deshaun... Deshaun will. I don't know that Deshaun's ever going to own his side of the street. He seems defensive. He does not look. Personality wise, he does not seem like the guy he was in Houston. And so that is important to put out there. But do you know how you get somebody to be themselves? You make them comfortable. And if we're 3 years in, if this whole offseason was about we got to build the offense that features Deshaun. And I got people 5 games into the season saying, well, Deshaun's not part of the solution. Deshaun is the problem. If I've got to hear that, then can I look to the offense and go, well, was that what it's supposed to be? And if the answer is no, even if the O-line is a huge part of the problem, even if Deshaun himself is a huge part of the problem, if this whole thing was set up to, we're going to unveil something that totally unlocks and make Deshaun comfortable. And then 5 games in, I'm like, where are the spread concepts?
Well, that was clearly just a bunch of fugazi, was it not? I mean, like, they sold it on us. They tried getting us all pumped and excited that something was going to be different and it was new. And they also tried trading for Brandon Ayuk a week before the season got underway. I think they're just lying to us is all they did there.
Well, no, because they also restructured Deshaun's contract going into the season, which they didn't have to do, which tells you that they were confident in what they were doing. So you with this new, because it's not, ooh, you're not doing it.
I don't know about
this,
that. I mean,
this new thing. Remember, the whole point of this offseason is up until the last week before the season.
I don't think you try to trade Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk, feeling as if you're like 100% confident in what you have there.
What? No. But that's, I think that's about you upgrading Ayuk over Cooper. I don't think that's about paranoia about Deshaun.
That's a whole new wrinkle into the offense a week before.
So my point is, getting back to on point here. My point is, you can't say you did everything to succeed with Deshaun when every single year the offense reverted to your offense, your whoopee, the thing you're confident in. And then this year, the whole thing was built up. If it was Fugazi, that in and of itself is fireable, because I think that's the reason AVP isn't here.
No one's defending Kevin Stefanski's job right now. I don't feel like. I feel like a lot of people have come to the conclusion that I think we all are going to get to by the end of the season. Instead of rearranging the one room, Nick, we're probably going to have to fire the whole entire staff and burn down the house. We're going to have a lot of changes if it goes down this direction.
I think if you just continue to go on, and I'm not saying you, but if we just continue to go down the season and go, well, I guess Deshaun sucks. And then you get to the end of the season and you look back and go, well, no new offense. Well, certain things did get better, but we're still talking about elementary level of football here. Like, this can be avoided.
Okay, so do you want Deshaun for more than this year? Is that what you're getting at?
No. I'm saying that if all we do is just blindly blame Deshaun, guys, when you go to Jameis, if it doesn't look worse, there's a guy you got to blame. If you go to DTR and it doesn't look any better, if as a matter of fact, it gets even worse, less competitive, if guys start checking out, that's a sign that we need to examine the Stefanski thing. Not every conversation, I'm not saying you're doing this, but the second you talk about a head coach in this town, the reflexive thing is, well, I'm not firing him. That's not what anybody's talking about. I want to know why Kevin Stefanski isn't Kevin Stefanski anymore. And it cannot
be. Like, who took his powers is what you're saying.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I have no problem.
I think that's a fair question.
I have no problem. If it was just the offense, if it was just Deshaun sucking, you know what I could say? I could say, well, change the quarterback and get back to me.
What happened to the guy that felt like he could coach anybody into success? What happened to that guy? Where'd that guy go?
And also, why is this team poorly coached? I cannot get over that. This team is so poorly coached.
I know. I mean,
they're so lazy. They're so entitled. They're so egotistical. They're so sloppy. They're so mind-numbingly crappy to watch. And everyone's just going, "Hey, Deshaun. It's Deshaun." Because it's simple.
You were at training camp the same way I was. It looked like Club Med out there.
Like, I just...
We weren't at Stefanski training camps prior to this where it looked the same way. Where it just looked like it was very casual, it was very laissez-faire.
And I'm not to the part of the season where I'm fire, trade, bench guy. It's 5 games. It's ugly as sin. It's as ugly as
it
can be.
Honestly, you know what it sounds like, though? It sounds like to me that Stefanski is the type of person that went into this season thinking maybe he could do something with Deshaun, and once he realized he couldn't do anything with Deshaun, maybe he... I'm not saying he threw in the white towel... But maybe he all of a sudden went to himself, I guess we'll just have to play it out what it is, and this is just going down a path nobody wants to go down.
Is that not telling on Kevin?
For sure it is. I don't think he's the type of person that would just quit like that, but it kind of really feels like it when you kind of dial it all back.
Because, again, this is not a defense of anyone. Blame everyone. You're 1-4 in the weakest part of your schedule. Question everything. But we're not questioning Schwartz. We're hammering Rodney McLeod.
We did to start off the show.
Well, no, we are, but we're the first people in Cleveland to do it.
Okay.
And when Rodney McLeod says we're an elite defense, immediately we guffaw and say, "Bah, how dare he say that?" Okay, well, where's the guffawing for Jim Schwartz?
Yeah, I just wonder if they're living off too much of last year.
I think maybe entirely they're living way too much off the last 4 years.
Which, as we reiterated, is not that much mind-blowing success.
Yes, it's better than what we had. It's not where we're going. The question is now, and listen, when you're 1-4 and you lose the way that you've lost, where we're talking effort-focused elementary football, and football and coaching is in question, we should be having these conversations. It doesn't go just fire Stefanski overnight. That's not how this should work. This is a reasonable town with plenty of reasonable people. And I think it's reasonable to look at Kevin and go, where did that guy go?
You're 100% fair in that.
And here's the thing. How do we get him back? Because if your answer is only bench Deshaun Watson.
I don't know that we can.
216-474-0092. Dr. Dinger, saying, you can't really believe what you're saying. I know you want to be smart. He's horrendous. End of story. I don't know which one he's talking about. Sir, I request elaboration.
Obviously you. Come on now.
Is Kevin Stefanski part of the problem or part of the solution? Full phone lines. We'll get to you guys next on 92.3 The Fan.